We know that kindness is important. You should always be kind. You should always help out people, do things for others, look out for others, be sensitive to others. But how far does kindness go? In this week's Torah portion, we find the concept that you shouldn't see the donkey of your friend that falls on the floor and you just look away. Rather, you should go help him. Help him pick it up. But there's something very interesting. Aside from saying that you shouldn't ignore it and you should definitely help him and not pretend like you didn't see it, as that's very important. That itself is a struggle. Sometimes people like to pretend they didn't see something so they don't have to help. But obviously, we should help. That's the right thing to do. But the Torah says one very important word over here. And that word is, you should surely stand up the donkey with him. Why does the Torah say the word with him? Why not just say, you shall surely stand it up? Why stress the word with him? The Torah doesn't say any extra words. What's it coming to teach us? So the commentaries explain that the Torah is emphasizing here, you should only help him if he's helping you, if he's there with you. Not that it's a give and he gives back. But if he's just sitting on the side and says, oh, you have a commandment to help me, so go and help me and I'm going to sit and watch, then you don't have to help him. You shouldn't help him. It's only to help with him, not to help instead of him. And that's a very important concept. Because sometimes we think we should just be totally selfless and just be giving and giving and giving and not concerned about ourselves. But what's important here, the Torah is telling us specifically, don't be a doormat. You should definitely help as much as possible and you should put other people before yourselves. But if they're not taking care of themselves, if they just want you to do everything for them, you're not even helping them. Think about it from that perspective. It's not really a help. You're enabling them to be lazy. You're enabling them to be doing nothing. And therefore, you shouldn't help them. You should only help them if they're doing everything that they can in their power. If they're doing, giving it their all or giving it an effort, then you should go and pitch in and do the rest to be able to help them. Take every opportunity to do kindness, every opportunity to help and give wherever you can and always be on the giving end as much as you can. But if they're just going to sit back and relax while you do the work, that's not appropriate. May we all merit to do a lot of kindness, to always be as selfless as we can, but to recognize that there is a part where it's not a good thing to be giving. At that point, when we're enabling them to do nothing, that is actually more selfish of us just fulfilling our need to give rather than truly giving. Have a wonderful Shabbos.